Well, Kathy, we have a show that kind of came together. I do not remember this one on our schedule that we had going back and forth, you know?
Well, actually, Mercedes and her sister were supposed to be coming on the show tonight, but Mercedes is, she's fixing to have a baby.
Yeah.
And so there were little complications, and so they were going to have to induce labor. And so we want to send our best to Mercedes. And
yeah, that's best wishes. I hope everything goes well for you tonight.
And so they'll let us know. And, of course, you know, her dad is Mireille, who loves to come down to the radio station. So our thoughts and prayers are with them, and we're hoping for a good outcome for them. And, yeah, so I had sent a text to Richard, and I said, send me your schedule because we're just going to be talking about a lot of stuff on the air. And he said, hey, you know what, we might be able to make it to the station if you guys got some time for us. And I said, come on over.
Come on. We'll always make time for you guys. You know that. And he's even wearing the KZSM shirt tonight. You know,
he's representing. Like,
I love it. I love it. Got to say thank you very much on
and
that.
And so we have on the air with us this evening Broken Arrow. And so Steve is here. And Richard is here. And Mr. Anderson is here. And so
and everybody's got their Broken Arrow hat except Rich's got his cowboy. You know, that's
I
just
did a little bit for Kathy. She called me Rip last time I was here.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's listening to me. That's a good thing. Yeah, so we have a
you made her day.
Well, I didn't watch the season opener, and you know, well, Kevin Costner's not going to be there.
Don't ruin it for us.
Sorry, but anyway, you know, it'll still be a good show. So there we go. And Rip's still there, so that's the most important thing. So we have a lot of things we want to talk to you guys about, and so I saw you guys had attended an award ceremony. And so TCMA is at Texas Country Music Association.
Right.
Is that what that is?
That was the awards, TCMA awards. Yeah.
So is this the first time you guys have been nominated? The first time that you guys have attended the award ceremonies? Tell us a little bit about that.
We got invited. We had a song that did pretty well, and y'all heard it the last time we were here, and it climbed the charts. And so Steve said, "Hey, we got invited." So
Footsteps of a Fool.
There you go.
He took us over there.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience to go down there to Fort Worth to the Stockyards. It was at Billy Bob's, and we had a lot of cool artists that we got to meet and hang out with and listen to different type of music, had a great TCMA after parties at different locations there on the Stockyards. But yeah, Footsteps of a Fool has been doing well. It's been on the top three Texas country charts, you know, for several months, and we got to go and hang out with everybody, and it was a great experience.
So you guys come to this award show. Was there somebody there that you guys listened to that, I mean, because, you know, sometimes fangirls are fangirls, right? Is there somebody that was there that you were really excited to see or hear play or to meet?
Yeah, I think there was a few people with kind of the way we're experiencing for the first time these charts. I really pay attention to them personally. I mean, the guys kind of have a day job and they have to work during the day, but sometimes I can sit there and I take the time to look at some of these people that are charting along with us, and I'll look them up. And sometimes, man, some of these songs really catch my ear. And since I'm a DJ professionally and I do shows as much as I can, I try to play these guys. And so I really started listening to music. I let the guys listen to the music. And when sometimes somebody would pass by on the red carpet, I'd be like, that's them right there. That's him. That song I let you hear. That's him right there.
Well, but that's important to know, right? Because you have to be in the know and know what somebody else is playing in order to be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. Because you have to follow what people are wanting mm-hmm. to hear.
Absolutely.
And so it's important to stay, you know, up in front on those things.
Well, and I want us all, you know, we're all on the same team, and I want to acknowledge the fact that, man, there's so much good music out there that's not being heard, and I want to make sure that I do my part to play it.
Oh, and it was also great to have people come up to us and say, hey, man, we heard about y'all. We've seen y'all on social media. We've heard your song, all your songs, and, you know, you guys are doing a great job. You know, keep doing what you're doing. It's always great when you find out the other people that are at these awards are listening to you as well. Like Rap said, he listens to all these other guys. Mm-hmm. So that was fun to talk to them and meet them and have them say good things about what we're doing as well.
And that they know who you are. They're acknowledging, right. Yeah. You know, the hard work that you guys are putting forward.
That's some of the funnest stuff we had over that. That was last Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we go to this after party, and we've been in our, you know, tie, black tie event type coats on, and we walk into this after party, and we're standing next to some people that we don't even know that we know. Mm-hmm. And then we get to talking, and then they tell me their song name, because that's really what you look at. You look at their name and their song, and then they tell you their song, and you're like, I love that song. Mm-hmm. So it was so cool to finally meet. We got to meet artists with our promotion, our radio promotion. We got to meet some of the artists that are under the same radio promotion that we are for the first time. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
It's all this guy's fault.
So I want to
ask you, who is your who do you have for your promotion for your radio?
So we use Cynthia Garcia, which is with G289 Entertainment and Productions. She's out of San Antonio, Texas. And we've been using her since May. And so she has a group of artists to include ourselves that she promotes, does a great job doing. And
well, that's what I was going to say. I've really noticed some really good promotions coming out. You know, a couple of things have been sent our way. But, I'm seeing that with you guys, is that she's really getting you guys out there on the radio, out there across the state. You know, you're dogging it. You know, you're just staying on top of it. And that's important.
Yeah, big shout out to her for doing what she does. Of course, it's up to us to get out there live and do these shows and play our music live, and along with other great music that we have in our arsenal that people love to hear. So it's all about getting there. Our part is doing it live and getting out there as much as we can and getting in front of different crowds and different venues, different towns, and, you know, just promoting ourselves out there.
So I want to ask this question because, you know, you guys have put so much legwork into coming out and promoting and playing at all these different venues that you play at, right? And so now you've got people inviting you to these award ceremonies. So when you guys got invited, what kind of feeling was that for you guys?
For me, it was exciting. I've never been to the CCMA Awards. I've heard a lot about it. I am a member with the CCMA, but I've never experienced something like this. And talking to people that have been there for the past few years said, you're going to walk out of there feeling great about the whole experience. And we did. So I was really excited, and it lived up to all the expectations.
So how do you get, you said you're a member. How do you get invited to become a member? Did you have to have a band? Do you have to have credits as far as the songwriting goes? How do you become a member?
Yeah, well, all that. Plus, you can just support TCMA and be a member. But luckily, we're artists, and we give them a lot of material, and they support that as well, and promoting us within TCMA.
So, do you have an idea how large the organization is? How many members they have? Man,
I don't know the numbers.
I'm not sure, but
it's probably get the numbers for them.
But being there at the event, have you ever been to Billy Bob's?
I've never been before. To Billy Bob's.
No. That place is huge, yeah. And it was packed.
It was packed.
So there are there's a big support system, and they talked about it there. And I imagine there's quite a few members.
There was even people there that won awards that weren't able to be there.
Yeah.
That's how big it was. I mean, of course, other people are on tour and doing shows on Sundays or weren't available that day, but it was pretty big.
It was a big production, too.
And are they only open to Texas artists or people outside of Texas, or do you have to – how does that work?
I think it's only
Texas artists.
Texas, uh-huh. Texas country.
Have to be promoting in the state of Texas? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the lineup, because I've never been to one of these shows, right? Mm-hmm. So the is it kind of like you see on television when you're watching the Country Music Awards? Do they have people that are coming out and playing?
Very similar. Very similar. The red carpet was so much fun.
That was fun.
Just being able to walk down the red carpet and just you don't realize you're standing next to another Texas country artist, or I mean, Brandon Ryder be right there, or The Great Divide be right there, or some of these artists, our unit of artists were right there, and promoters, other radio stations. You just got all kinds of people walking by you, and then you go into the awards, and you've got, you know, the main stage that they've opened with a big band, and then they'll flash over to a small stage and have an acoustic set, and then they're introducing an award, and then you have different people come. Mo Bandy was there. Mo Bandy sang a song. It was a lot of fun seeing people.
And so does that make you a little bit more now? I have to go back there, put a little bit more fire under your feet.
It did for me.
I think for all of us, we were like, I think I was sitting there thinking, I would like to perform on that stage.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And Steve was drunk. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm gonna move that mic over so Steve can at least defend himself.
Because I mean, when you're there, you might as well enjoy it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the
planning vacations.
Yeah, that it is. It's awesome the way they do it. They have, you know, various acoustic artists come up and sing. Then they have a few live bands that come up on that awesome stage that they have, you know, right there in the middle. So you get to see a little bit of everybody. And they have some acoustic artists that are playing off the stage, like in the middle of the crowd, yeah, on a small stage. That's cool. So they change it up and they make it pretty good out there. It's pretty nice.
Well, you know, I hope you guys continue to move forward. And if you guys go to that, I'm going to come watch y'all play.
Yes. Well,
Like a lot of fun. So
we'd love to have you go with us. And I don't know if we have to take a break in a minute, but Steve was even saying that next year it's open, the possibilities of us getting nominated now are even greater, being as we've been, you know, a member now. Mm-hmm. We've had this song work the charts. So
it's doing really well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the help that all the radio stations, including y'all, KZSM, giving us, playing our song, helping us go. We went all the way to number 2 on one of the charts. So with that, we might be able to have some doors open for us and be able to do more at the awards maybe next year. So.
Well, why don't we go on ahead, let's take a break, but going into the break, let's go on ahead and roll that, the one that's been tearing it up that we're talking about here, Footsteps of a Fool.
All right.
Her heart in two, and it's clear to me he's doing all the things I used to do. He's staying out all hours, riding propped up on some stool. Does he know he's following in the footsteps of a fool? I broke her heart so many times, there ought to be a law, and I kick myself for missing all the signs I never saw. Now he's picked right up where I left off, and the path of pain is cruel. Does he know he's following in the footsteps of a fool?
It's DJ Mike from Dance Time in Texas. Join me Mondays at 2 o'clock as I count down the top Texas Red Dirt songs that are packing the dance floors all over Texas. You'll hear new songs, rewind some older ones, and find out the stories about the songs from the artists themselves. It's Dance Time in Texas, Monday at 2 o'clock, right here on 104.1 FM KZSM, True Community Radio, right here in San Marcos, Texas. I'm DJ Mike. I'll see you out on the dance floor.
KZSM recognizes these local businesses, sponsors of our Crazy Zoo San Marcos shows at The Mark on August 24th and 25th. What's On Your Mind Design, JJB Productions, Insomnia Cookies, Integrated Security Solutions Group, Modern Day Hemp Company, Miracle Leaf, Gumby's Pizza, Kit Massage, Big Man's Kitchen, and 1836 Entertainment. Thanks for supporting True Community Radio. KZSM LP, 104.1 San Marcos, and KZSM.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, y toda mi gente, my name is DJ Alpha in the Mix, and I'm inviting you to tune in every week to the Latin Party Mix Show. Cada semana, we're celebrating la cultura latina. We're exploring the Latin culture and its influence through music, so we've got all the Latin jams, including local talent and others from around the world. New episodes every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on 104.1 FM San Marcos and streaming on KZSM.org. Come join the fiesta on the Latin Party Mix Show. Tú sabes.
That song that we just played, that from the first time that you guys were here, that's like one of my favorite songs. I really, really like that song.
Nice.
It's almost like country, like country should be, not like some of the stuff that I hear out there. So, but I was going to tell you, I think it was last week, maybe, or 2 weeks ago, I was scrolling through social media, and I heard your voice like doing this. I said, wait a minute, let me go back. And so the Garcia sisters had gone to see you play at one of your rap shows, and so I was like, oh my god, look at that. So they were having like a girls night out, and so it was like three sisters and two sister-in-laws or something like that, and so they can't remember where they were at, but I wanted to tell you they had gone out to see you play. And so I want to talk to you guys about y'all's schedule, where you guys are going to be within the next couple of months, a few weeks. What do you have on your schedule? Where can we find you guys?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm kind of brainstorming right now to see, but we're going to be in New Braunfels and Buda and doing some stuff in San Antonio, but you can definitely find our schedule on www.brokenarrowkyle.com or our social media page, Broken Arrow Kyle or Broken Arrow Band Kyle. Of course, Instagram, but most of our schedule and everything, events and everything we do, are on those social media pages
and website.
And the website, and the website's got some videos of us doing some stuff live and got some photos on there and everything. But yeah, so you could definitely find our schedule on that. I know on New Year's Eve we're going to be in New Braunfels, Texas, at the Water and Hole Saloon. So that's our first time actually playing out of town, because we're from Kyle area. But we're going to be in New Braunfels for New Year's Eve. I know we'll be right here in San Marcos for a Head to Toe Bash, which is put on by Sylvia Muzzy, Ram Music Productions, Raul Gomez, and Sylvia Muzzy's crew. It's a big fundraiser for the San Marcos ISD kids. I think it provides them backpacks and backpacks and supplies and everything, so that's always a really big one. You can go on the Head to Toe website, and they have where you can purchase tables. I think it has a phone number you can contact, but it's going to be us, and they're good friends of ours that always put on a great show. LC Rocks, so it's going to be country and 80s rock, and of course Jammer, Jesse the Jammer, which is Roll's guy there. He's going to be mixing up all the other favorites for everybody in between. So that's always a really big show, and that's something, coming around the corner. I think that's January the 18th, like I said. And so in between there, you can find where we're going to be on our social media pages.
Yeah, we hit it pretty hard over the spring and summer and fall schedule. And, our last show was pretty big in Buda, and we're kind of taking a little chill time now. Mm-hmm. We did the awards, and we're kind of just going to kick back and relax. I think Johnny over here planned a little vacation, and then we'll all meet up. We all meet up and blow it up for New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
and then hit it hard again next year.
That's right. It's good because we can go over some new stuff and go over even we love to go over our originals, you know, go over those together and you know, fine-tune things and everything so we can put it all together the best we can on stage live in front of people. So it gives us a good break to write other songs we do. Johnny's got some other songs that he's written. I think Rab's got one that he's presented to us that he's had. So this time gives us the time that we need to go ahead and put those together and play them together, and that way we can put them on stage.
Yeah, you have to come up with new material in order to stay relevant, right? So I know the last time that you were here, y'all were talking about how y'all had some things that y'all were working on. So I know you had said you thought you were going to write a song about your grandfather. Has that materialized yet? Or
yeah, I think the last time we were talking, you said something about a hand-me-down or something. Mm-hmm. You were telling a story about
a truck.
Yeah, someone giving something to somebody else and have that mean something special. And we actually talked about that a while back, and the song is done. It's written. You know, now we just got to take it. The guys get together, they turn it around and make it really special, like on all the songs, and go from there and get back in the studio. But what it is done, and we're ready for y'all to hear it pretty soon.
It's a great little footsteps of how it comes together. Johnny does it his own way, plays it on the guitar, sings it for us, we record it, and then by the time it's all said and done, it's totally different.
Yeah,
we'll let you hear his version.
If we could show y'all one day, even Whiskey Two Stepping, you know, Johnny's version of Whiskey Two Stepping, and then what came out after that. Yeah. And it's not, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but it's cool the process of how it goes.
Right now in the studio,
you know, yeah, no, the process that we take it to, you know, it's not writing a song and throwing it out there and learning it. It's okay, now everybody puts their part into it after he does his.
That's what makes it special. Everybody.
And whether it's the instrumental part, the vocal part, it's all of it, you know, that comes together. So the end is always totally different from the way it started, but that's just part of the process.
But it starts with an idea, right?
Yeah.
And then the idea has the process that it goes through. We had a young lady on the show 2 weeks ago, and she's a mariachi major over at Texas State. And so we started talking, and she was telling us how she wanted to compose, right? And so you said everybody does things a little mm-hmm. different. So my question to her was, so now that you're looking at this type of profession where you want to become a composer, so do you think about lyrics first, or do you think about the sound first, the musical lyrics first? And she said, no, I think about the words first, and then I go back. So how does that work for you? Do you pin the words first and then come back? Or?
It's both. There's some songs that it started with the words first, and then there's some songs where I'll just mess around with guitar one day. I think We Got You Covered. Steve gave me an idea about it, and I really didn't have the lyrics to it, but I started messing around with the guitar, came up with just the music. And then I thought about the lyrics, which were on our set list, and that song, that's what it's about. Just all the songs we cover that make people's nights come together when they come see one of our shows.
And that's actually a cool story. One Rab says it all the time before we sing it, do it on stage. He tells a little story about it at the rodeo. You were nodding your head when I was saying Raul ran music production, mm-hmm. so I assume you know him.
Know the Jammer.
Yeah, you know Jammer. Well, I was telling Raul at a show one day, said, hey, we're going to do the after parties at the 100X Club at the Austin Rodeo. And I told Raul, I said, hey, man, I said, they hired us for a week to do the after parties for some great artists, you know, at the 100X Club. And it's not easy to get into that. And he goes, hey, man, about that, let me tell you something. And he said, I saw on Facebook that people were commenting, hey, why'd y'all get them? They're just a cover band. I told Johnny that, and he wrote the song about it. He wrote, We Got You Covered off of it, you know. And it just illustrated, we're not just a cover band, but let me tell you what we do play and how we throw whatever move we can at you so you can dance all night. Mm-hmm. And it's got all our songs, you know, the cover songs that we do. But he implemented into an original. Yeah. So
why is that people throw that out there? I'm just a cover band. Just a cover band. You know, wait a minute. You're musicians, okay? Yeah. Now you're just choosing to play music that people are paying you to mm-hmm. to do. You know, and maybe
haters
gonna
hate.
That's what
I like that. I like that. give me that one more time.
No, I say haters gonna hate.
Let me tell you what I think about that. Haters. I want to ask you, so in the process of writing these songs, do you ever get fixated on this is the way that it has to be? And you bring it and they're like, no, we want to make these changes. Do you ever get stuck there where it's like, no, it's got to be my way or we don't do it?
The first time.
Beginning I did. I thought I knew it all when it came to songwriting and composing, but these guys stepped in and just blew me away. And from there, it's all of us together, you know, when it starts. And it always takes a turn into something special with each and every song. Everything y'all hear, they had everything to do with it.
So you come in, you said, got to hang my ego out here.
Yeah, oh, that's
leave
right.
Leave it at the door.
Sure.
Come
sure.
on in and work. And then pick
that's
it up.
That's how it's
going to
work the best way. Yeah, for sure.
So do we want to go into a station break? And
yeah,
then we'll
let's go ahead and do one of your older songs here. It's this Top Shelf. Do you want to talk about this one at all or say
top
anything?
Top Shelf, man. Well, she's sitting right over
yeah, that's
there.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
well, that's then. My wife sitting in the studio. Our wives are probably listening back at the house, right?
Yeah.
Well, Johnny did a lot of this song, and we got together, and Justin, Johnny, and I kind of brainstormed and wrote it, and he did the guts of it. Mm-hmm. And I like to say on stage, it might get old, but I say whether you order it from the top or you have it sitting right next to you, or you get to go home to it, it's all top shelf.
There you go.
Broken Arrow.
It's not that hard to recognize. I know the beat gets tough sometimes, makes it hard to keep that high. So let's hop in my truck, let's fly on down to the bar I'm buying all night. Bartender, reach a pop for that good stuff. First class, bang up. Remind me how lucky I am. Don't let the world steal your smile. Hold your back, grab your style. Gives a damn. So let's crank up the night. Hang around, get lost in the smoke. Buy another round. Bartender, reach a pop for that good stuff. First class, bang up.
you hear that? I'm talking about the bells. Do you hear the bells ringing? Yeah, me either. You know why? It's because the Salvation Army needs you to make it happen. We want you to ring the bell this Christmas. Bell ringers are needed from November 16th to December 23rd. Come on and ring as a family, with friends, work groups, church groups, community groups, even university organizations. We want you to bring your kids and feel free to dress festive. Start an annual tradition. You know, all of the donations that are raised remain in Hays County to help the residents in need. We need you to contact Lisa Cruz at 512-754-8541, or you can email her at lisa.cruz@uss.salvationarmy.org for more information. Come ring the bells and make the future bright.
How many times have you entered San Marcos, saw the Kiwanis sign, and wondered, what do they do? The short answer is many things to improve the community, with a focus on children's programs such as the summer reading program at the library and making scholarships available to graduating seniors. It takes a commitment from the club's members to make this happen. If you're looking for a way to be more involved with your community, try the San Marcos Kiwanis Club. They meet every Thursday at noon at Grin's Restaurant on North LBJ, downtown San Marcos. That's Thursday at noon. Grin's Restaurant. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's not beer. We got here, and I brought out the stuff from the back real quick. I did not shake it up on the walk. I'll just have to get you something here in a second. Kathy, we are back here with it. I'll go get something. Just you talk for me.
I had mentioned the Garcia sisters came out to see you, and so it was a is this so? Tell me a little bit what it is that you do. Is this like a side gig for you?
No, or? So I'm a full-time entertainer. I think I'm the only one in the group that actually does shows all week long, and I've been DJ Rab for what, going on 15 years now, 16. You know, I started in back in 07, but I worked for somebody, and he was a good person, and I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot from him, and then when it was time to just move on, I became a manager in retail, and that didn't work, and so I told myself, I said, you know, I'm gonna go back to my roots. I'm gonna go into singing and entertaining. And so I started up a DJ service. I was listening in to Rob a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about how he was a disc jockey. And I said, man, that's why I like him. But so I kind of started a mobile disc company, and then I did a karaoke service. I became a DJ. I became a wedding singer, just whatever I could do to sing and just do my own thing. And I've been doing it for myself personally, you know, owning, operating my own company for close to 15 years now. And just getting gigs and shows and getting booked for weddings and birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, divorces, funerals, all that kind of stuff.
Anything that'll pay.
You do divorces. Wow.
You know, I've actually done a couple of divorce parties. They were better than their... And it was the same... It was... I did their wedding.
So, you were that good. They had you back.
They said, we want to party again. But, yeah, so... So I do shows. I got nominated and voted best show in Hays County, just like Broken Arrow got. I think you're going on. The band's going on five years. Yeah. Hopefully six. The voting just closed for year six. Maybe we'll get 6 years.
Yeah.
But and maybe I'll get 2 years. But I don't know. Just trying to. I've always tried to just be the best I could at wherever I played, whenever I played, whyever I played. Mm-hmm. And my mission. And I think it's all of our mission is to just make sure that whoever comes and sees us, they leave better than they came in. And that's my mission. It doesn't matter where you are. And so I guess you could say that you come to a karaoke show, but it's not karaoke per se. It's more of a flow. Number one, I'm there to help the venue. Sales, dance, eat, drink, repeat. Whereas maybe some shows out there might just be like, singer after singer.
You've got to be the master of ceremonies.
Got to feel everybody. Got to hit everybody all, you know, within a 20-minute.
Right. Somebody, you got to keep it coming, making sure you're making sure that the bar is making some money, mm-hmm. that folks are happy, that they're engaged, that it's not just you up there off to the side. I mean, that's you know, that's not what you're hired to do.
Absolutely. So Holiday Inn here in San Marcos, the convention center over here. We're good friends with some of the management over there and the sales team, and they've actually had Broken Arrow and myself do different shows, functions, events at the convention center, and they liked us so much that they called us back and had us do more stuff. They've had me entertain their bar, the Springs Bistro that's inside the hotel, And so I've started a show there, and I thank y'all so much for blasting me on Thursdays. Normally it's on Thursdays.
Yeah.
We got some holidays coming up, and some of the management's out of town this week, so we've moved it to Saturdays. So this Saturday coming up, I'll be there in the bistro part. And then the following Saturday, we had an idea because we have a new single we want to release. We were thinking maybe releasing the single right here in our Hayes County.
And please make sure we're part of that one.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Man. If y'all want to set up a remote, that would be awesome.
And I mean, I want to get that single here and get you on It's What's New and get you out across the, all that stuff. Yeah. Do not get that phone wet, man. Jeez.
I don't know what happened. I think I was just.
Yeah, it's a.
So you mentioned the Holiday Inn. So are there two Holiday Inns here in San Marcos?
There's an Express down the road, kind of by the outlet malls,
uh-huh. Right.
Which the same management, same mm-hmm. owner. And then the big convention center, too.
It's the one here off of the I-35 right frontage road, yeah. On this the side, uh-huh. Just down here before you get to...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right before you get to Wonder World, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, like Rab was saying, we have another new song that we're coming out with, and I think we decided to release it on November 30th. And so if we do that, Rab's going to already be at that... convention center on November 30th. We're going to probably have our release party there at the Holiday Inn in the convention center there.
Fun fact, nobody knew this yet. Yeah, y'all mark your calendars. You heard it right here first.
Yeah, so I think it'd be a good time to have a party there and invite people out and have them listen to our new song, and I think they're going to enjoy it. It's called You Didn't Hear It From Me, and it's the cool thing about all our songs that we do, they're all different. You're not going to hear like the same type of song, the same type of rhythm or beat or anything like that with any of our songs. And this one is actually our first, I don't know, the guys have called it heartbreak song. So I mean, it's a first that totally different from any of our other songs. So, and that's what we pride ourselves in, is giving people different types of music. And, So we're looking forward to. I think people are going to really enjoy this one. It's a really good song, and we're going to release it on November 30th.
Okay, we're going to mark that on our calendars. We have some place to be on November the 30th, Rob.
Absolutely, you are more than welcome.
And you had mentioned to me that you guys had come from a service earlier. You guys had gone to a memorial service. Is that correct for a friend of y'all's?
Yes.
And I think that Mr. Anderson is going to play a couple of songs for us after you.
Yeah. So we. Broken Arrow had a amazing steel guitar player when I came on with them. I think he played with y'all for five years. And I got to meet him, and we all were pretty close. And he wanted to go and kind of play with some other bands and do some older country, and he saw we were doing some dirt country. So we kind of come and go, meet and go, and he was always a good friend of ours. And he was 89 years old, played 2 weeks before he passed. Mm-hmm. He was band number 5, I think, at Gilly's in the original Pasadena with Mickey Gilly. He has a pretty extensive resume, and when they notified us, we had to go see his family today. We all drove up to Bastrop and just got to visit with his family, and we got to speak on him. We wanted to make sure we shout out Mr. Arnie Craig. Rest in peace, always be missed, and we'd like to do a song for him. So maybe you're sitting back, or maybe got a drink in your hand. And drink it for somebody who ain't here, or maybe somebody who ain't here no more. The song's for Arnie. When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where that walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. I don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Oh, everybody out there, take a drink of beer. Funny how those good ones go.
too soon, but the good Lord knows those reasons why, I guess. Sometimes there's a greater plan, and it's kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense, and we can't make it all make sense. So I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer. It's so long, my friend, until we meet again. I'll remember you and all the times we used to. We would sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And we drink a beer. We drink a beer. Drink a beer. Yeah. To our friend Arnie Craig, y'all.
It's amazing the people that we meet on our journey, right? The impact that they'll have on us. And it's always really, really hard when our friends that have impacted us, you know, leave us. So it sounds like you guys had made a wonderful friend.
Sure did. Sure.
And so did you want to play another song? Or?
Yeah. We're talking about the new release that's coming out. You didn't hear from me. So we can...
Yeah, we're going to do a little... I know maybe they did it last time. We're going to do it again. It's the You Didn't Hear From Me. Of course, it's going to be the acoustic version. But like I said, I think people are going to enjoy it when it comes out. And we just decided today, November 30th, new release date. And that's we're going to have a release party, and we'll be putting stuff out in reference to that.
I think all their phones are blowing up saying, what the heck? Steve, you're not going to say it.
I've been hearing rumors you found someone new, even though it breaks my heart, it's my own fault, they're true. They say it looks like love, at least that's what I've heard, and it's amazing change your life with just three little words. But you didn't hear it from me. No, I never said those things. I never told you how much I love you, or just how much your sweet love me. When I had the chance, I didn't say it, which leads me to believe he's holding you now, 'cause you didn't hear it from me. Well, I guess I took it for granted. Somehow you knew my heart. If only I told you the way that I feel, would you still be in my arms? Looking back, I wish I'd said those words to you out loud. It took your leaving me to see
talk was all about, but you didn't hear it from me. No, I never said those things. I never told you how much I love you, or just how much your sweet love means. When I had the chance, I didn't say it, which leads me to believe he's holding you now, 'cause you didn't hear it from me. When I had the chance, I didn't say it, which leads me to believe he's holding you now, 'cause you didn't hear it from me.
Wow.
Kathy, I think that's your new favorite song. Yeah. I'm watching her over here.
I'll tell you what, yeah. We really feel like there's going to be a lot of people that relate to that song, and a lot of women are going to like that song. Mm-hmm. And it's a new for us on that style, so we're looking forward to putting that out.
We played it for a couple of close friends and been very careful not to release it, but...
Kathy, let's take a quick break here.
Sure.
Okay, because I just wanted to, again, you're listening to Reyes here on KCSM, LPFM 104.1 San Marcos, Texas. And as a reminder, the views expressed on the show are those of the host, the guests, and not necessarily those of KCSM. And let me go ahead and run this one real quick, because we are underwritten by a generous grant from the Burdon Johnson Foundation, promoting community radio here in Hays County. Be right back with you, folks.
This broadcast is partially supported by a grant from the Burdon Johnson Foundation, supporting charitable causes in Hays County and Central Texas.
Frank Zappa said, so many books, so little time. Quiet, Groucho Marx observed, outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. Quiet! To find out what others think about books, join Priscilla Vanselina on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on KZSM.org when she hosts Bookmarked, a program for real book people. Quiet, damn dog!
¿Recuerdas la última vez que tu familia visitó el bosque? Es un lugar de maravilla e imaginación para toda la familia, donde las historias cobran vida y está más cerca de lo que crees. ¿Listo para planear tu próxima visita? Haz que el bosque forme parte de tu historia hoy en un parque local cerca de ti. O encuentra uno en descubreelbosque.org, traído a ti por el Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
And we're back with you here in the KCSM studios. Kathy.
So we're running a little short on time, but I want you guys to tell us a little bit about what you guys have up and coming. Let's talk about that before we close up the show.
So real quick, we put on a song just recently. It's called Bar Tab Gigs. It's a really cool, upbeat song that we put together ourselves. And it talks about the grind. It talks about coming up and doing these shows when you're first starting off and you're just doing them for bar tab gigs or $100 and you don't really have a lot of people listening to you. You're out there trying to get a name for yourself, trying to get some exposure, and you go through the grind, the musical grind, which we're not out of the grind, but it's always a grind in music, but that's talking about first starting off and what you go through and what you got to believe in and things you got to do before you get to where you want to be. So it's a really cool song.
Yeah, that last song we played for you, we got cut off on the commercial there, what make you ugly cry. Girls are going to ugly cry, but they like that song. This song here, man, we really put our heart and souls into it.
It sure did.
Hard work, dreaming big, taking all of Johnny's lines so he won't know what to say next.
Yeah, they did a great job with this song. Really happy with it. And, I think y'all are really going to love it. So it'll be a song, a real feel-good song about, you got to start somewhere and go from there.
got a lot of listeners listening to y'all. I want to shout out my babies sitting back at the house.
Yeah.
Babies,
yeah.
Trinity, Lillian, Radley,
Temple. There's folks all up and down the I-35 corridor right now, San Antonio all the way up to Austin, and listening in tonight. Thank you very much. Awesome. And across, there's one, a couple other places here in Texas, too. So thanks for listening.
Broken Arrow. Tonight. Well, we shared y'all. We wanted to make sure we did a post and share y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.
There we go. Go ahead. Kathy, you want to say anything to wrap us up here for the night?
Just real quick, want to give a shout-out to our sponsors that help us out. You know, when we do these songs that come out on the radio tours, we do radio tours. We'll be doing some more in January, doing 6 months of some radio tours there. You know, so it's John Rodriguez of Quantum Towing. He's a good sponsor for us. Belinda and Edmar of Elite Construction, they're sponsors for us. Big shout-out to them and all their family, Edmar Jr., everybody. They have a lot of kids that are in their business. So, So big shout out to those people who give us some sponsorship to get on the road and make things happen and do what we got to do. So big shout out to our wives and always being behind us on it and understanding when we do hit the road or we go to these gigs or venues that they don't always get to go to, what we're doing and what we love to do.
Well, fellas, it's good to have you on the show. As always, our pleasure, and we look forward to having you guys back as soon as you guys have a chance. Give us a call, and we'll be happy to host y'all here again.
Thank you so much.
Look us up, Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow, and this is Bar Tab Gigs. This is their latest. You can find it out there on YouTube.
These Bar Tab Gigs are cool with me. It's not just about the money. Things come to those who wait. It's like our whiskey in the barrel, reaching that perfect age. It's like that couple swaying all night long. You should have seen them here that first time. They couldn't get through one song. Now they're turning heads all around the floor. Just needed a little bit more. And now they're dancing up a storm. These Bar Tab Gigs are cool with me. It's not just about the money. We're counting on to keep us feeling strong. Drink our share, but we hold the line. It just might take a little more time. Working hard and dreaming big. Rocking all night at these Bar Tab Gigs. Step by step on that grind. Everybody wants to soar. But you gotta put in that time. So hanging tough and digging in. Busting through the week just to do it all again. Cold beer and burning neon lights. Some two-stepping on that floor will light up our Saturday night. These Bar Tab Gigs are cool with me. It's not just about the money. We're counting on to keep us feeling strong. We drink our share, but we hold the line. It just might take a little more time. Working hard.